It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. Protesters have taken to New York City's streets for 8 days now, since the police killing of George Floyd. Lately, the protests have been following the same pattern. Before curfew, the demonstrations are peaceful. After 8 p.m. hits and darkness sets in, police have become aggressive and protesters are getting hurt. Joining us by Skype to discuss how police have handled recent protests are WNYC's Karen Yee and Gothamist reporter Jake Offenhartz. Jake and Karen, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Morning, Carrie.
Jake, you spent the evening in the Mothaven neighborhood of the Bronx. You say the demonstrations were peaceful, but they were met with a forceful police response. So what happened?
Yeah, so this was a community-led protest. The organizers made clear ahead of time that there was going to be no destruction of the neighborhood. They weren't going to kneel with cops, but they weren't going to. There was going to be no looting either. So we were marching through Mothaven, and about 5 minutes before the curfew, protesters were walking down a narrow street, and they collided with a wall of heavily armored bike cops, wearing helmets and chest plates and shin guards. And as the group kind of realized what was happening, another group of dozens of cops rushed them from behind. And there was just this crush of bodies. There was no warning. It was at 8:59. I looked at my phone when it happened, and this group of a couple hundred protesters were trapped really like sardines in the street, and the police in the back were beating people. I watched them beat people with batons, peaceful protesters. It was this really suffocating moment, just packed between two walls of cops.
Now, Jake, this technique, where there are police officers in front and behind blocking the exit of protesters, is often called kettling. There is nowhere for them to go, right? So what did you do?
Right. There was nowhere for them to go. And, you know, I've definitely been in some kettling before. This was kettling plus batons. So the one group of cops was beating people while kettling them. After a couple minutes, managed to jump over a car. I wiggled my way free. Someone kind of helped me. As I got over this car onto the sidewalk, I was approached by about five or six of these cops in with bikes and large armor, and they planned to arrest me. I got thrown into a car, and shortly after, one of them, I guess, saw my press badge and let me go. And then for the next 20 to 30 minutes, you know, I sit on the corner and I listen to these piercing wails from other people who were trapped, and there was mace shortly after.
The head of the NYPD said yesterday that he hasn't seen any evidence of police seriously harming protesters. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea said officers have suffered the most.
I've seen videos, and I honestly can't tell you a protester that was seriously injured.
So, Jake, what's your response to that?
I mean, I saw multiple people get put on a stretcher last night, and that wasn't the first night that's happened. I saw people pepper spray at close range. I know of protesters who needed staples in their head, another whose arm was broken by police officers. Medics have been seriously injured at multiple protests I've been at, or injured at least. I don't know how bad. And I haven't seen Police Commissioner Dermot Shea at any of these protests. So I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know what's going on. I find that hard to believe, but what he's saying just isn't true.
And Karen, you faced something similar on Wednesday night at Cadman Plaza in Brooklyn. Tell us what you saw.
Yeah, that's right. So about 45 minutes after curfew, I was with hundreds of protesters who had marched from Bay Ridge and other parts of Brooklyn to Barclays and then to Cadman Plaza. And protesters hit a wall of police. Similarly, there was a standoff, but protesters did not engage. They were insistent on turning back. And as the group was retreating, they realized that they had been boxed in. There was a perimeter of hundreds of police that had formed. So again, it was similar. There was nowhere to go. And I think it was sudden. The violence started suddenly. From where I was standing, I don't know what prompted it. I didn't see anybody throw any water bottles, but officers started to charge into the crowd. I saw people getting hit by batons. People's bikes were being used by officers to hit them. And then I saw one officer sort of fling a bike really far. So it was similar. It was a similar tactic. And again, these were largely peaceful protesters that had been marching for hours, and the leaders of the protest movement were very insistent on making sure that the peace was maintained and actually retreated. They were sure not to engage with officers.
So these are not isolated incidents. There have been reports of charging police and aggressive arrests in Brooklyn, in Manhattan, and in the Bronx every night, even when, you know, as you both said, the demonstrators were peaceful. So, Karen, how does this compare with what you saw on Monday when the curfew was 11 o'clock at night?
Right. So I was with the group in downtown Manhattan. They were marching through the Lower East Side, and they actually shut down the FDR. I did not see as many officers that night through the route that we were walking through as I did on Wednesday. But, you know, the protesters, there were hundreds. They were on the FDR, and the officers let them on the FDR and were sort of trailing from behind. And there was a brief moment where there was a standoff, but there was no confrontation. There was no violence, nothing compared to what I saw on Wednesday.
Turning to you, Jake, that same day, Chief of Department Terrence Monaghan took a knee with protesters to defuse the situation, and he was widely lauded for that. But you saw him in the Bronx setting last night's events in motion, right?
I did. He was across the street from us. He seemed to be directing the arrests of various organizers, including a woman, Shannon Jones, who had a bullhorn, who had helped to organize this event and was, you know, helping ensure that the protest was peaceful. Monaghan was very much aware of the situation that we were in.
Do you have a sense of what we might see today?
I think it's safe to assume that after 8 o'clock, if you're a peaceful protester, there's a good chance that you'll be beaten and possibly arrested by police officers. And that'll last as long as the curfew lasts, is my guess.
What about you, Karen?
Same. I mean, it seems like it's starting to be a pattern. Once curfew strikes, you know, it's unclear what can happen out in the street.
Well, stay safe, both of you. You're doing good work, and we really appreciate your eyewitness reports. Gothamist reporter Jake Offenhartz and WNYC's Karen Yee, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.